Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and we are live today. Well, or maybe you're listening to an archive from September 18th, 2015. We air every Friday, at least at this point, at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. Purpose Talk Radio is here to bring you people who are living their purpose, tell you how they came to achieve it, how they came to know what it is, and maybe a few things you can do to be able to and live in your purpose. Today, our topic is in honor of Deaf Awareness Week, which is next week. And that topic is hearing about a misunderstood culture, that being the deaf and hard of hearing world. We're not going to take too much time on this, because I am hoping next week to continue this topic a little more, with hopefully a deaf guest and an interpreter. We're trying to figure out the logistics of that. Because, of course, radio, you won't be able to see the person signing. So it's kind of tough to have them be a part of it without the interpreter. And I don't want to give you all the dead air either. So we're trying to see how that could possibly work out and what we might be able to do to achieve that. But today I just want to give you a little bit of the background thing to how this, what I've seen out in the world as I have been working to become a sign language interpreter. Now, life is a little bit different out there for me because I'm not sure if I'm going to continue with that career. And yet, the one thing that I really, that's really, really, really important to me is that no matter what, I do continue working with the deaf, hard of hearing, blind community. And I think part of that, no, I know part of that, is simply because I believe that communication at all levels is important. The deaf community, many people do use sign language, which is not just simply waving your hand. It has, like English, French, Spanish, pretty much every other language, it's defined as a language. All other language, every language, has its own structure. And because of that, that's how sign language became defined as a language by a man named William Stokoe, because it included all of the parameters that any other language does. So I guess the biggest thing about that is that also in addition to the language part, at least American Sign Language, and has its own culture. Now, like many other languages, Sign Language also has its own dialect, sort of. Now, what I mean by that is just because here in the United States I am learning American Sign Language, that does not mean by any stretch of the imagination that I will be able to go over to Germany, Italy, Spain, and necessarily understand exactly the sign language that's over there. Because each country also has its own sign language. A lot of American Sign Language came from the British originally, in that out of Canada over in Europe. So the interesting part about that is, therefore, there are some similarities in the word structure and that. Now, as I've understood sign language, I have also come to understand that there's a culture. First of all, that the words death can have two different meanings. There are folks who do have a hearing loss and subscribe to being deaf, hard of hearing, and are more in the hearing community, in the hearing culture. There are others, however, who are in and more in the deaf culture. And those are typically defined as big D deaf. That really means is that they live the culture, they are within that community most often. They use American Sign Language, they subscribe to, are part of groups that have other deaf, hard of hearing people in them. Now, a lot of people have come to understand the word hearing impaired. In today's culture, that word is used by the government as a defined, quote-unquote, disability, and as a way for people to relate to that area of a hearing loss. Okay, you know what? I forgot all of the housekeeping stuff today, so I'm going to back up just a little bit. I was so excited to get into this topic that I didn't even go through all of it. Now, if you'd like to be a part of this conversation, there's a couple ways that you can do it. The first would be to go to the chat room on this radio show page, and you scroll all the way to the bottom, and you can be in that chat room. And that chat room's only open while the show is going on. Once the show ends, all of the chats disappear. However, if you'd like to be more involved in the conversation, and for instance, you are listening to the archive of the show, at the very top of the Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio Conversation, there is a pinned discussion for today's show with today's topic there. If Facebook and my computer decide to cooperate, it will do that. Now, we've had some other technical difficulties today. I couldn't get into my studio on Blog Talk Radio, so we were just a few minutes late. So I apologize for that. And we're having a little bit of discussion about whether I can get over to get into that part of the studio to see the chat room also. However, it's at the very top of the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. There is a pinned post, and that will stay there beyond the show. And so anybody that listens to the show on the archive can get to that as well and put your comments in there, your questions. If you have questions, next week, if we do get the guest that I'd like to have, we will be able to continue more on this and have that guest better answer the questions that you might have. Because technically, I'm a interpreting student, but I'm nowhere near and will never be a professional on the community because I've never lived it. I don't have family, I don't have friends that are deaf or hard of hearing. And that's the case with most people. We can get into just a small point of it. I'm very involved in the deaf club and deaf bowling and things like that, so I can learn the culture, but it's never going to be mine. I'll always have a hearing culture. I would have an understanding. Just like if I studied French or Spanish, I'd have that understanding too. So, the other part of the housekeeping that I would like to discuss is that song that we started the show with is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trending. The vocalist was Jillian Clark. It was co-written by Rachel Martinez, Jillian, and myself. And you can find that at truetrinity.com, truetrinity.com. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, I would love to have you do that. If you are living your purpose and you want to share with the world how you came to know it, how you came to achieve it, anything that others might be able to do to get to their purpose, please do write me at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. You can also call into the show at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And it's looking like my studio board is totally locked up again, so I'm going to try rebooting my computer and hopefully don't lose everything in the process. Today I am on my phone since my studio was really a bit of an attitude. So, having said all that, deafness, hard of hearing, is a disability. Many people who are in that community do not consider it a disability. In fact, there's a lot of controversy over the cochlear implant in that because of the culture, many deaf people don't want to change the way they are. They don't want to hear the world as other people hear it. You know what? Some days, quite honestly, with some of the chatter I hear in the halls at school, I would just as soon not hear it. You know, a lot of times people are asked whether they'd be blind or deaf. Which would they prefer if they had to lose one of their senses? And it varies across the board. Most people say that they'd rather be blind because they wouldn't lose the communication. And they wouldn't lose their music and their family and all that kind of thing. And that makes sense. Those who are deaf or hard of hearing very much align with others that are the same and don't necessarily want to have their hearing back. Now, the cochlear implants actually require brain surgery, several hours of it. And then it's not just, as many of the videos show, it's not just a, oops, turn on. Gee, I can hear everything. Just like everybody else has been. And while that's not exactly true, like when I got the parts of my eyesight back, there is a major, major adjustment to all of this. And mentally, emotionally, it can wear on people. It took me a year with the eyesight to come to even realize and understand that. It takes a year to 2 years for someone who gets a cochlear implant to be able to really recognize clearly the sounds that they are hearing if they've never heard before or haven't heard since they were a little child because maybe they lost their hearing when they were young or they were in an accident or those kinds of things. It depends on how long they have been without their hearing, how long it takes to adjust to that. Now, someone who's in an accident that might have recently lost their hearing and they can get a cochlear to bring that back, yes, a lot of folks like that would be more than happy to be able to get their hearing, of course, because then they can live the same life that they were living before and not have to adjust to things. Let's see. Some folks think that only blind people have circus animals. And that is not true. I have seen some deaf folks who have circus animals as well. And they do, you know, they are the ears for the deaf and hard of hearing. In that, I mean that they, you know, when the doorbell rings, when the phone rings, when the baby cries, the animal will come and let the person know, let the consumer know. So, the first International Day of the Deaf was celebrated by the World Federation of Deaf back in 1958. And that later turned into a full week that we have now, like I said, is celebrated next week. International Non-Governmental Organization of National Association of Deaf People, and it's recognized by the UN as the spokes organization to promote the human rights of deaf people. And I'm getting that right off the website, Finding Savvy, about Deaf Awareness Week. Now, there are many affiliates to the Deaf Awareness Week, and mainly it is a time to celebrate that culture that I'm talking about, the language heritage. It is a time to promote the rights of deaf people throughout the world. With the Americans with Disabilities Act that I spoke of at the end of July as its 25th anniversary, one of the pieces of it is that deaf people were given the right to have an interpreter when needed, especially within a governmental agency with employment, and not to be discriminated against because they couldn't hear, that they were allowed to have the interpreter or whatever form of communication they wanted. And some people prefer writing. Some do try to lip read. But if you ever tried to lip read someone from across a room, did you ever really understand them? Have you ever tried to play telephone with just mouthing the words? You know, that game where they copy and see, you know, 5-6 people and see what the end one is, actually is. You will come to understand that lip reading is not the end all be all. And a lot of people think that, well, deaf people can just lip read. They can understand me. Why aren't they watching me? Well, sometimes it's more of a distraction to try to understand someone who's lip reading than it is to actually use sign language or get someone to do their handwriting and do it that way. There's a lot of other misconception out there about being deaf and the challenges of the deaf population and how they go through everyday life. And hopefully if I get the guest next week, that guest can talk about it a little bit more. Part also of Deaf Awareness Week is to discuss the major types of deafness, the causes for hearing loss, the degree. You know, just my grandmother lost her hearing in one ear to a car accident. Now, was she considered deaf or hard of hearing? No, she was not. She was hard of hearing, yes, by all definitions. She was not considered deaf, though, because like the blindness, where you have to have one, the better ear at a certain level. It's the same with deafness. There are all kinds of educational programs, support systems out there for the deaf. You know, like people with other disabilities, with blindness, those who use wheelchairs, all of that. Yet there's a lot of times people don't feel there's enough because there is still some discrimination. Whether there should be or not is a whole different world, a whole different discussion. Because most folks don't know how to communicate with people who are deaf or hard of hearing. And that's probably the last piece that I really want to take a moment to do and talk about communication. Because people don't know how to communicate with those who are deaf or hard of hearing, they freak out and they walk away and they want to try. You know, somebody might come up to them and say, you know, ask how to get somewhere. And if you don't understand someone well, you know, that makes people fearful. And the interesting piece of that, well, there's a lot of things that we as hearing people do naturally that match some signs. Telephone is one of them. Laughing is kind of one of them. Playing an instrument, guitar, a trumpet, a flute. How we do that and how we gesture and mime some of those things, those are actually signs. They do match the signs in American Sign Language anyway. So a lot of times we're better off trying to gesture, you know, point in the direction that someone should go, rather than just, you know, try to say right or left, because trying to read someone's lips is not as convenient as one might like. So those are several pieces of this. Now, as I was saying, one of the things I want to talk about is communication. Now, when a deaf person comes to you And, you know, so you don't understand feminists, so you don't understand any of that. You can't always write. That's a good way to do, to communicate. Understanding that just because you know noun, verb, English, word, order, or French or Spanish or whatever country in it, that may not necessarily be the same word order that deaf folks use in their communication. Just be careful a little bit of that. If it's still not understood, you know, you can still work around that. I think the biggest thing is don't raise your voice. If a person asks you to speak up a little bit, don't shout. Because what that does is it does change your mouth movement. It does change how people are going to read you. Don't try to enunciate and put your mouth in weird shapes just so that someone can understand you, because that's not going to happen either. Again, that makes it harder to read the natural order of things. So, you know, right now, biggest thing is don't be afraid of deaf folks. One of the things also that I said that we would discuss is the terminology, deaf, big deaf, little day deaf, hard of hearing, and hearing impaired. And I think I covered that a little bit. The biggest thing is don't call someone hearing impaired. They're, you know, that they don't consider that an impairment except through the government or the medical profession. The term deaf and dumb does not, does no longer apply, because there are deaf folks that are geniuses, just like there are hearing people, there are people in wheelchairs, there's geniuses all over the place. So there is no dumb, quote-unquote, about it. Most deaf people can live very independent lives. Well, that's interesting. I just went into my Facebook page for Purpose Talk Radio and didn't even know it. Anyway, so the you know, they can live very independent lives, and you know, like anybody else, cook, clean, live, apartment, all of that. You know, if you have a child with a hearing loss, don't immediately jump to, we've got to get a cochlear implant, we've got to get this, we've got to get that. You know, not necessarily. You know, some people can adjust to the hearing loss without major changes. This is, I adjusted to losing my eyesight over time. There's enough patience that can be made and handled. The big thing is that you can prevent, some hearing loss is prevented. You know, standing around bands, standing by a speaker, mothers who are pregnant that have drugs or use alcohol excessively, those are simple things that can be done to prevent deafness in a baby. You know, the accessibility to information and communications really didn't exist until 2003, where people were able to have their own communication style more at an equal level internationally. In 2012, it took to 2012 for sign bilingualism to be considered a human right internationally. Now, in the United States, it was considered a language long before that. So that's cool. But there's still some issues with that and how that all works. Hard of hearing or deaf, people choose to some extent how they want to be referred to. So don't assume just because someone seems to be able to hear some things and not others that they label themselves hard of hearing, or that the medical profession labels them deaf either. Again, it's up to the individual. So, I think we're going to, like I said, we're going to make this kind of a short show. I've got a workshop that I'm headed to as an interpreting workshop this weekend, and I am looking very forward to that. I'm also looking forward to hanging out with one of my best friends from college, so that'll be a great weekend that I have not seen in what seems like forever. And that is going to be great. Next week, my hope is to have a deaf person with an interpreter on the show. Because it would be very hard for me to interview, read or interpret what the deaf person is saying and ask the question and do all that. Because simply, it's going to take a couple different skills and mindsets to be able to do that. And besides, if I speak for both sides, you may not be able to be clear as to what you're speaking. So, again, if you'd like to be a guest on Purpose Talk Radio coming up the road, we are looking at changing some days to school schedule gets into session. But right now, we do air Fridays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. We are here to bring you people who are living their purpose and how they came to know it, how they came to believe it, and things that you can do maybe to understand and live your purpose. I invite you to comment in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page if you have something to share with us about this conversation or anything else regarding Purpose Talk Radio. We also have a Facebook page at Just Plain Purpose Talk Radio where we post the shows each week. And having said all of that, it is still a very positive world out there when we let it be. Our relationships, our communication, all of that is very much the positive. Although today I'm not going to do the positive theme song. I'm just going to do our closing song, I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. And then vocalist Jillian Clark. And she, Rachel Grace, and I co-wrote this song. And it is found on the page truetrinity.com, T-R-U-T-R-I-T-Y. You can find more information about Purpose Talk Radio at the Facebook page, purposetalkradio.com, purposetalkradio.com. So now, as we close, I wish you all full blessings. Thanks for listening.
I am me. I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.